إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to the show, welcome to this beautiful, 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 very interesting series of the world of jinns. In this series, bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will take you in a journey and we will both experience something that you've never ever experienced before. A world that is unknown to many people. A world that only few people were able to dig down and see the reality of it. In this journey, bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would explain things that was never explained before. Not to many of you, not to most of the people who will be watching this show. For every thought that you have in your mind that entices you to do something evil, for every bad thought that holds you back from performing a righteous deed, from every deed, from everything that is un-Islamic, and from every sound that you hear, from every unusual touch that you feel, all of this can be brought back to the world of jinn. And all of this can be explained through this series, bi-idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when I say the world of jinn, I'm talking about the actual world and what can we experience from that. Through this series, you will learn how to talk, how to deal with them. You will learn how they work, how they eat, where they're from, where they created from, and every aspect that is needed for you to be exposed to these people or to be informed about them. It has been through the history of mankind that the people will always ask and question themselves about this unusual phenomenon. Some people they call UFOs. Others they may call aliens. Others they call jinns. And this is the world of demons, the world of jinn. A lot of things has been written, a lot of texts, trying to testify, try to explain some of the unusual things that they experience. But there is undeniable truth, a fact that no one can deny. And this is the fact that was mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was revealed 1400 years ago, explaining this phenomenon, explaining the things that we could not explain before, the people were not able to explain before. And in this, we will be able to understand. Now, when you go back to the text and what the ulama of Islam wrote about this, you will find that Imam al-Haramain said and made a statement when he said the scholars of al-Islam and before them the students of the Sahaba and the Sahaba themselves, all of them agreed the existence of this world, the existence of the world of jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us a very unique story in the Quran, a story of a group of jinns who were traveling through the land, trying to understand the sudden change that happened and why they will no longer have any access to the news of the heavens. So they flew searching for the truth, searching the reason and the source of that problem. And then they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performing Salat al-Fajr, reading the Quran out loud. All of the jinns, they sat and they listened to the Messenger of Allah. They listened to this unique thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Quran, that a man from the sons of Adam is reciting beautifully. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular moment did not tell His Messenger, the audience who were watching and listening to Him, Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Qur'an to him, telling him the story of this. And for 14 ayat from the beginning of Surah Al-Jinn to the 14th ayah, you see a detailed information dealing with this. The first ayah being when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Muhammad, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. O Muhammad, say that a number of jinn, and the word nafar, it means less than 9 or less than 11. A nafar is a small number that cannot exceed 20. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. That a number of jinn, a group of jinn came to listen to the Qur'an. And they listened to the recitation and they said, قَفَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. We have heard a beautiful, unique Qur'an that is being recited. This Qur'an, what does it do according to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And according to the statement of the jinn, it guides to the truth. And in this surah, the jinn themselves start talking about what they believed before the Qur'an, before they heard the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and before the statement came to them. So they came to one another, and they start talking and saying, أَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. Men from the mankind used to come and seek the help of the jinns, and the jinns increased the mankind in disbelief and sins. And in this 14th ayah, and I will request and recommend for every Muslim to go back and read this ayat, you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in the Qur'an, which would not allow anyone to have any doubt. And how can we have doubts in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself stated in the Qur'an? No man, no person, no mu'min with a trace of religious commitment, trace of iman, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would ever oppose to the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah said, this is what this jinn, nafar of jinn said, only thing, the only response that is acceptable is for us to say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the attitude of a mu'min. Allah يقول in Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It was not befitting for a mu'min, male or female, if Allah and His Messenger decided in a matter, for them to have an opinion in it. Therefore, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, there should be no mu'min who have the idea or the opinion that the jinn do not exist. And alhamdulillahi thumma alhamdulillah, since we all believe in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will never have any issues of understanding and believing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His Quran. Now, let us talk about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this being and how as a mu'mineen we should react to them and to their existence. Anyone as a mu'min who hears this statement should hear and with acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we have three types of jinns. Three types of jinns. In this, insha'Allah, after a very short break, bi'idhnihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will talk and explain and see what are these three types of jinns. بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So we stay tuned and we'll be back بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى in a minute. As-salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, salatu wa salam ala Rasulih al-Kareem. Welcome back to the series of Adam al-Jinn, or the world of Jinn. And let us, inshallah, continue with the different types of Jinn. See, from here you can realize and understand they are very unique, they are different from human beings. There's only one human type. Yes, we do have different color of skin, we speak different languages. We are male and female, different genders. We have different sizes, short, tall, thin, white, and so on. But for the jinns, it's completely different. There are three different types. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first of the three types is the types that flies. A jinn that flies. This is, they have a special power that enables them to fly and go places. Second type of jinn are the jinns that have the ability to take shapes. Shape of humans, animals, and different beings. The third type of jinn are the jinns that reside and live with us. And they move in and out. Now, but the question that we may ask ourselves is, which of the two were created first? Jinns or ins, us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states and says in the Quran, informing us that they were created before the mankind. For how long? For 1,000 years? 2,000 years? Until today, that information is unknown to the sons of Adam, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that ilm, and those whom He allowed them to know the knowledge of that. Now, since we repeated the term jinn, what does it mean? What does it mean when we say jinn, or that person is possessed by jinn, or he is acting like a jinn, or you cannot see him, he is invisible like a jinn? See, the word jinn means the one that eyes cannot see. Now, when we say jinn, is because they are unseen to us. We cannot see them. And subhanallah, when Allah is also talking about jinan, jannah, paradise, jannah, Allah called it Jannah because all from the same root. Because the branch of Jannah, paradise, and the trees are so green, so thick, so big, that the branch will touch one another, will cross each other, that you won't be able to see the person behind that tree. And that's what's called Jinan, unseen. And also because we never seen Jannah. Also, Janin, the fetus. And the human being, fetus is something we cannot see. We know it exists, but we cannot see it. Also like mijanna, or mijin, and this is when a person wears a shield, or an armor, that will protect him from the people. So his body is unseen, and the people cannot see to harm him. This is what al-jinan, or al-jinn means, in the Arabic language. Try to understand. Now, if you go over this, inshallah, since this is the jinan that we try to understand and the jinn that is unknown to us, what are the nature of jinns and where the jinn were created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, He created angels from a certain substance. He created humans from a different substance. And He created jinn from a special substance that is suitable for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we stated earlier in the Quran, He said He created him from an-nar as-samum. Ibn Abbas rahimahullah, he said, an-nar as-samum is the purest form of fire. And when there's no smoke, no ash flying around, it's that pure form of flame, Allah has created jinn from there. also in another narration by Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said he created them from a smokeless fire, and free from any mix. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُلِقَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورٍ. The angels were created from light. وَخُلِقَتْ الْجَانُ مِنْ نَارٍ. And the jinns were created from smokeless fire. وَخُلِقَ آدَمْ. And Adam, your father, was created that which was told to you. Information that was given to him was created from clay. He was created from this. So this is way what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the jinn from. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create them? What was the purpose of the creation? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, all knowing. When Allah creates, He creates for a purpose. When something happens, that happened for hikmah, for reason, for wisdom. We may or may not understand it at this moment, but there is a wisdom behind it. Now, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the jinn? Allah created them for the same purpose that He created us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the ins except to worship Thee, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the jinn were created and they were told the purpose of their creation. And the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them is to worship Him alone. Mu'adh bin Jabal said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is very, very unique story. Mu'adh bin Jabal writing behind the Messenger of Allah, both of them on a mount. And then all of a sudden, the Messenger of Allah says to Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, and Mu'adh, who was a student of knowledge, he was a student of knowledge, not any student of knowledge, a person who was so eager to learn this ilm. And that's why he used to be very close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he can learn everything from him. And he achieved that. So this man, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, is writing with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah said, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, shall I tell you the rights of Allah over His servants? Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Yes, O Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah said, and listen to this, because a lot of Muslims do not understand, letting alone those people who are outside of the fold of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we should worship Allah alone. The rights that Allah has over us is to worship Him alone, not to associate anyone with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. No prophet should be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we all should devote our prayers, our dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the jinns are from the creation that Allah created them. And the haqq that Allah has over them is to worship Him alone. And then, and this is a glad tidings, this is a bushra, this is a good news for every mu'min, every Muslim. The Messenger of Allah, he kept quiet. And they continue with their journey. And then Rasulullah, he turned to Mu'adh. And he said, Ay Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, shall I not tell you the rights of the servants of Allah upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now look at this, it's so beautiful. Allah created us. He sustained us. He gave us everything that we have and everything that we will have in Jannah bi-idhni subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He gave us the greatest blessing, the greatest ni'mah, which is ni'mat al-Islam. At the top of that, He put rights over Himself willingly. And the rights that we have over Allah is for Him to place us in paradise and not to punish us if we do not associate or disobey him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the jinns here, the sole purpose that Allah created them was to be like human being and to worship him subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to associate anyone else with him. Did they do this? Did they follow the orders and the commandments of Allah? Did they listen to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is absolutely something different from the point. But the point is they were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah created them subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ, and this is for all of us, not only for the jinn, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that we have created you for play, for foolishness, for no real purpose. And we give you everything and we let you go. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجِعُونَ, and that you will not be returned back to us. Now the jinn and the ins in this are together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, not for foolishness, not for a play, and for us to go back to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, from the word of jinn also, we will learn that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, he gave them the ability to live as they desire, to do, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those who are from the jinn who pray and worship Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, from this, we will go to another step which is also unique. Part of this unique journey that we will all take, and this is the creation of Adam. And before this, as far as we know authentically, the jinn themselves did not have any issues or problem. Yes, it's true. Some of the doctrine, some of the material, some of the information that was given to us or was provided to us through different sources other than sources of the Quran and the Sunnah indicates that there were jinn who lived here and Allah destroyed them due to the sins, but we do not know that. And inshaAllah, after this, we will also talk about the beginning of the history of mankind, humanity. وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ سُبْحَانَكَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. See you inshaAllah in another episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.